This is the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous Podcast with iHeartRadio.
Wow, Ashley and I are back together. This feels right. It feels good. I'm pumped to be across the country from you, but it's been a long time since we've sat on this podcast together.
I feel like we could really make this work, this recording at home. You guys let us know. We sound pretty good, right?
Well, we have moments, especially when I was on the road, where, you know, we have technical difficulties. But if we can do this from a distance, I'll be honest, Ashley, I don't want to do it because I'd miss seeing you guys so much.
Aw, Ben, you're so sweet. Happy freaking birthday, you guys. Ben is recording this on his birthday. I would say, we're recording on your birthday, but the thing is, it's probably pretty cool that he has plans for his birthday. You know what I mean?
It's a big deal. I mean, people, I'm getting a lot of memes right now saying, oh, the March and April birthdays, you're going to feel forgotten. And quite honestly, I feel pretty pumped about it because there's one thing that's been taken out of the possibilities because of my birthday being during the quarantine is that nobody has a surprise birthday planned for me. And that is a fantastic thing because it stresses me out with the idea that I could walk into a room and everybody cheers.
Does that really stress you out? Like, why? You're such a people person.
I think it's the idea that, like, I think anytime I have to be on or, like, feel like I have to, like, it's not.
You aren't prepared for it. That's because, yeah. Like, that's our introvert-extrovert thing where we appear to be extroverts, but, like, in our head, we kind of need to prepare for going into a heavy social situation.
Exactly. And so if I'm prepared for it, I'm good. If I am not, then it would stress me out. And so now, tonight, Jessica is here with my family in Indiana. We're going to have margarita pizza, kale salad, and wine, which is my
favorite
meal.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have, I think, strawberry rhubarb pie. I have a feeling that's on the docket. And then we're going to end the night with a Christopher Robin movie. We're going to watch Christopher Robin, the movie, to celebrate my childhood and how much I love Pooh. Pooh Bear.
Yeah, we talked about Christopher Robin before we got on the air, but Ben loves Pooh, and yeah. He's never seen that movie where apparently Ewan McGregor goes and lives his life without Pooh as an adult.
Mm-hmm. Without Winnie the Pooh, the bear, just to be clear that Ewan McGregor is still able to Pooh. He just doesn't have Pooh Bear. good one, right? We've watched so many good movies. You know, so far, I think, Ashley, to help out our listeners, let's give our top three things we've watched. Since the quarantine has started for me, it's Black Panther, it's Little Fires Everywhere, and I finished the final season of Shameless. So those are the three things that I've watched during this that I've really enjoyed.
Yeah, you know, okay, well, our big argument in this house is that Jared's not a show watcher. Mm-hmm. Jared has only watched one show in his entire life, and as far as, like, what are they called, episodic. So, like, you have to, like, watch 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, like, a real building storyline. Because, of course, he'll watch, like, yeah. Practical Jokers. He'll watch, he's watching F is for Family, the cartoon. But he won't watch, like, a long story. He gets bored. He says, checks out by episode 3, which makes him a really sucky quarantine partner.
Yeah, definitely.
So, we haven't watched any shows. He did, introduce the Zodiac, the movie Zodiac that came out in 2007 to my parents and I last night. So that was a really good movie that I honestly had never even, like, heard of when it was out in theaters. So it had Jake Gyllenhaal and Robert Downey Jr., Mark Ruffalo. It's good. So you guys, you can add Zodiac to your list. My mom suggested that I watch Legends of the Fall, which is a 1995 Brad Pitt movie. And girls, if this movie is a love letter to Brad Pitt's face, this movie sucks, okay? But the cinematography around Brad Pitt's appearance, that's what it's all about. Like, you can tell the director was like, I'm going to take, like, a really shitty script and just make a visual masterpiece of Brad Pitt's face. Okay, moving on. The other one we watched, which is like a little bit more universal, is The Rainmaker with Matt Damon. Came out like 1998. And afterwards, Jared was like, I want to be a lawyer. And I was like, baby, go to law school. Let's go to law school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Here's a cool part. And listeners, we got to hear from you. We're, let's say, just like week two of the quarantine for all of us, give or take a few days, either way. It's, you know, it doesn't feel like it's ending anytime very soon. And so we need some suggestions on how to stay entertained during the quarantine. So write us at BenAndAshley@iHeartMedia.com or please hashtag us on Twitter or Instagram at the Almost Famous Podcast. We want to read and learn from you all. So please write us about what are your things that you're doing during the quarantine to entertain yourselves. You know, Ashley, quite honestly, I know there's been a lot of opinions thrown around on what this quarantine has meant for everybody. And I think for most people, you know, it's been a good time to kind of go back and spend with family.
Mm-hmm.
I think
are you so happy to be with your parents and Jess? Because I'm really glad we chose to do it with our parents.
I am. I've been so lucky to be able to be quarantined the way we are. You know, my parents live in a small town, Indiana. There's a woods right by their house that we can get out and move in. Jessica's here. We've been, you know, watching movies at night and exercising during the day outside and then coming back in the evening and having good dinners. The truth is, and, you know, this is my birthday, so I get 1 second to be preachy here.
Okay.
On behalf of the Almost Famous Podcast and Ashley and I, the truth is there's a lot of people out there really hurting. I said it last week on the podcast, but, you know, I'm involved in 3 restaurants, 2 coffee shops, and I was on tour when this was announced. And the tour shut down, and all of the crew had to go back to New York pretty much and L.A., so very expensive cities without any jobs. The restaurants that I'm a part of, we had to close down most of them and consolidate down to one building to do takeout and delivery in Denver, which let a lot of people unable to work. So now we're feeding about 300 people a day who worked at our restaurants.
That's great.
It is, but it's, you know, it's not sustainable forever. And then our coffee shops, one of our coffee shops is no longer operative at all. All of our hourly employees are now not working. And so I say all of this to just say one thing on my birthday, because I feel like I get the right to do it, is do something to help people that are hurting right now. You know, it doesn't have to be in close contact. If it's financial aid, if it's a nice text, a phone call, if it's going and picking up groceries, if it's shoveling somebody's snow that's gone in their driveway, whatever it is, during this time of quarantine, as great as maybe it's been for you and your family, there's somebody out there that's really, really hurting. And this is really, really scary. And so on behalf of Ashley and I and the Almost Famous Podcast, listeners, look around you, do something. This is our time to stand up and show some love. And it's, I mean, I can think of no better opportunity than now to stand up and be a light in a really dark situation. Or, hey, here's the other side. If you're hurting and you're lacking something and you feel like an outsider and alone and financially you're hurting, accept the gifts of the people coming towards you. Ask for help. There are people that should be out there searching, and you should be the ones asking, because we're all in this together. No shame in asking for help. So, hey, we're wishing you the best.
Hey, Ben, tell them about your T-shirts and your sweatshirts. Jared and I just bought 2 sweatshirts.
That's well, you know, I've had an incredible. So over the last 2 months, I've been working with a team to launch a new apparel company called My Fan Threads. And the whole idea of that is that we can get some friends together to make T-shirts and sell them. And it's going to be a great little side hustle for a lot of people. But as we were getting ready to launch this, we decided that obviously now is not the time to launch a new company. And so instead, we kind of shifted gears and we created a T-shirt called Hope Still Wins. And so we sold these T-shirts starting 2 days ago. I've asked my friends like Ashley and Jared, a lot of people from Bachelor Nation, to kind of help support and design and promote. And so everybody has, which has been the most incredible thing for me, is to see how supportive my friends are. Because it's like the coolest, I mean, it really is the coolest thing ever, is when you ask for help and people respond. And so, like Ashley said, they went out and bought a shirt. All the profits from this shirt these sweatshirts are going to go to organizations and to people that have been directly hurt by the virus and by the quarantine and by the shutdowns. So far to date, we've sold over $10,000 worth of t-shirts, which will equate to well over $5,000 in donations.
Can you repeat that?
Yeah, so we're $10,000. We sold $10,000 worth of t-shirts, which equate to over $5,000 in donations, because obviously the t-shirts cost something, so that's our profit. Whoa. And that's 2 days.
Ben, I was going to say, holy freaking moly, that's amazing. Yes!
It's so cool. It's so cool.
Oh my God, that's just the power of social media?
It is. It's just the power of social media. Whoa. And people caring. And so, like, what we thought is, hey, let's try to create a really cool design that people will want, and then we'll sell them. And people have caught on, and then they've been sharing the hashtag Hope Still Wins, and these stores are being created everywhere, which is, for me, it's just really cool to see, you know, our Almost Famous family, the Bachelor Nation family, my family, my friends, go out of their way to promote something that's going to give back. And so, yeah, if you're interested, go to myfanthreads.com and purchase a Hope Still Wins t-shirt, and, we are donating as much as possible to feed, to house, to support, to subsidize people that are really hurting right now.
Amazing. Well, Ben, we have a special birthday guest on the line for you.
But before that special guest comes on the line, and I know he won't disappoint, we got to take a break. All right, Ben, I've got a special birthday surprise. You weren't here the last time he was here, but now you are. Special birthday surprise, announce yourself, please.
Happy birthday, little brother.
Who is this?
Oh, keep using your voice.
This is the most dramatic birthday ever.
Oh my gosh. Hello. How are you doing, buddy?
Happy birthday, man.
Oh, thanks for calling in, man. This is very special. Anytime I could hear your voice, my butt puckers up a little bit, but then I get really happy also.
Usually bad things are to come, but not.
Chris Harrison is on the line, you guys. He is the star of a new talk show. It airs every night at 6:30 Pacific on Instagram Live with his girlfriend, Lauren Zima. Chris, what are you calling that talk show in which you're having these really big Bachelor stars on?
It started out as a fireside chat, and then because the entire reason was to get everybody to stay home and join us, we now call it Group Date, because it is the world's largest group date every night.
That's so cool. How many viewers are you getting on that thing?
70,000-80,000 a night.
Holy cow.
Holy moly. That is so amazing. You've had Colton on, Caitlin and Jason on.
Yep. And then we have a very special maybe birthday edition tonight.
Yeah.
I don't want to ruin it, but he is celebrating a birthday. gives it away. And Ash, you and Jared are going to join us coming up.
Yep.
So, and then we're going to kind of branch off. We have some other celebrity guests that are going to be joining us. But, it's kind of turned into 6:30 every night Pacific time, cocktail hour. Grab a glass and, hey, forget about your worries for a minute.
How's your relationship going during this quarantine? I feel like everybody has kind of had a relaxing time this first week, but everybody keeps predicting that it's going to get worse and worse every week and we're going to go stir crazy. How are you and Lauren doing? Just enjoying the wine?
Well, right now, very good. But yeah, you know, as I think I made the analogy to Colton, this really is the Bachelor for the rest of the world. This is what it's like. And you guys can speak to this, where you are really intensely into these relationships. You cannot get away from each other. You're on top of each other. This is magnifying all the good and all the bad of all relationships everywhere. We're going to have, I think, a lot of babies, but maybe also a lot of breakups after this whole thing is done.
Oh, that's fantastic. Hey, Chris, real quick, you by many are viewed as the relationship expert, not just a relationship expert, but the relationship expert. In all seriousness, as couples that are married, dating, just starting to hang out, are hanging out and being together so much, so often right now. Do you have any advice for how they just keep it healthy and happy and at some level not annoying?
I think you got to be like, you know, where I think we all got used to being able to get away. And I've talked to friends of mine, obviously, we have kids now. You know, there is no getting away. There is no going away to the office. Kids going to school. As much as we love our kids, it's a nice break when they go to school. And it's a nice break for our kids, too. Like, your kids mentally need that. And so I think it's still important to try and find ways to separate a little bit. Find your own space. You know, go up into your room or go whatever, and then come back and have that family time. And obviously, you're not going to miss each other like you would for 8 hours when you're off to work or off to school, but at least you still got to find that personal time and your own personal space mentally and emotionally to kind of deal with some of this stuff. And then be creative, you know, try and still have date nights, try and have game nights, try and make things interesting and different where you're not just methodically plowing through this.
Mm-hmm. That's really good advice. Chris, you said this week, I think on one of your chats, that you think that Claire Crawley's Bachelorette men are most likely to be partially recast after coronavirus. Why do you think that this is happening?
I'm glad you brought that up, because someone took a bizarre quote and then started making crazy headlines like Chris Harrison confirms Claire's season is being recast. I'm like, wow, that's not at all what I said. Shockingly, they got that wrong. But no, all I said was, you know, the chances that all of these men, you know, 25, 30, 35, however many guys we're using, the chances that all of these guys are going to be able to take off, A, be single, B, probably be healthy, C, have the opportunity with their jobs now to take another 6 to 8 to 10 weeks off. Oh, yeah. Chances of that are probably zero. You know, the chances of that are probably zero. I mean, it's just the percentages are, some of these guys aren't going to be available to do this, and we're going to have to probably readjust and recast some of these guys. And that's just the, you know, that's just me using my common sense. That's not anything that's groundbreaking or earth-shattering news. It's just, that's the world we're going to live in. I mean, what is this world going to look like when we get back to production? And a lot of us, you know, my job is to get back to The Bachelor, but for some of these other guys, they got to get back to making the money and creating a career. So, you know, we'll see.
Chris, I know this is probably throwing something out there. I think it's always good to give updates. Has there been any talk yet about a return time for anything? Or is it just feel like everything is just completely on hold and there's zero chance or zero even conversations about when things will start picking back up?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're watching the news conferences and everything as much as anybody. And we're not, you know, we can't even leave our homes, much less think about production. And so we are far from, you know, trying to get, you know, 100 to 200 people in a room to shoot a show. As you guys know, it's not just the, you know, one woman, Claire, and 20, 25, 30 guys. I mean, there's massive amounts of production. And so that's hundreds of people that would have to be intimately close together. And for that to happen, things are going to have to get, you know, a lot better before we could pull off something like that. We are talking about, I don't know if you guys have seen, Mike Fleiss has been tweeting, his Listen to Your Heart is over. We are talking about doing something for Bachelor Nation along the lines of, you know, maybe Bachelor Nation picks their favorite episode. We kind of break it down. We could shoot this either live or with a skeleton crew and we tape it. But some sort of Bachelor Nation type show, all-star reunion show.
I think a lot of us are concerned that Claire just may get the shaft and like you guys are just going to skip over the Bachelorette season. Is that a possibility?
No. The Bachelorette's our baby. You know, honestly, the Bachelor and the Bachelorette are our baby. We consider those, you know, that's the tent pole of this franchise. That's what it was built on. And for so many reasons, you know, we don't want to skip over it, but we can't. I mean, it's important to us. And so, no, it's not going to be one of those things where we just hop back in. And again, I mean, I'm talking as if I know how any of this is going to turn out with this virus. But, you know, if things go the way it's gone around the world, this is a tidal wave that will eventually blow through, and this too shall pass. And yeah, we will get back to it. And, you know, first and foremost on top of the priority list is Claire and the Bachelorette.
Well, a little bit about my life right now, Chris, because I want to talk about me. My golf swing has never looked better than it has in the backyard of my house without a golf ball and a driver in my hand. I hope you're doing the same thing.
There's been a lot of swings in the office. Yeah, the problem is, and you're about to lose half your viewers right now, but happen is you're gonna start making some swings. You're gonna get a swing thought, go, man, this is great, and you're gonna practice it. Then you're gonna take it out on the course. It's gonna be a disaster. And within 5 minutes, you will have forgotten all of that.
100%. But right now, in my mind, it feels good. Also, a little bit about you then. You're up to a lot right now. Not only right before this whole thing hit, you just launched a great partnership with Seagram's. You're obviously, once this kind of picks back up again, you're going to be heavy into, I don't know, the 1,000 shows that you all are producing and putting on. And then also, I noticed on social media that you've been partnering during this virus with a few charitable organizations to try to give back to those who are hurting. Do you mind just speaking to those real quick before we say goodbye to you?
Yeah, first and foremost, part of this thing that Lauren and I have been doing, because we're all stuck at home, and one was just seeing, you know, as they're calling them, the corona idiots. The people that are still, you know, going on spring break and hitting the beaches. And I'm not talking about those of you going on walks and, you know, going for a jog and, you know, keeping your distance from people, but those that were like, you know, going and playing basketball and saw just really horrible ideas. So we thought, let's create this, you know, live thing to keep everybody home. But then what good could we do? So we decided to, you know, I think you guys are probably on Cameo as well, just like we are, where you can buy a video from us. I also have a website, chrisharrisonofficial.com, where you can order videos. And all of those proceeds that Lauren and I are getting, you know, last week and for the foreseeable future, we're going to donate. And we did a couple of local charities, Manor House, Food Share out of the Conejo Valley here in Ventura County. Direct Relief is another one that I love. And Direct Relief is licensed to do business and give aid in all 50 states. So great charities, and we've raised thousands of dollars already. So we're going to continue to do it. And it's been awesome. And as for my Seagram's Escape deal with Tropical Rosé,
so
that's
good.
The drink. And I know you guys have tasted
so
it.
So good. I'm not just saying this because you're on the line. Holy moly, Chris, it's so good.
And we launched it, and it's been great, and the reception has been awesome, and we're in Walmarts and Total Wines and Smart and Finals and a bunch of other stores around the country, and some of it's been delayed because of the virus, but, you know, when it gets to spring and summer and we're all out of our houses, we'll probably kind of relaunch it again and do it all over again, but it's been really good. It's been taken really well, and everybody who's tasted it, kind of like Ashley, really loves it.
That's awesome. Well, hey, Chris, do me a favor as a friend. Take a bit during this time to rest, relax, recoup. Thanks for looking out for everybody else in the process with you and Lauren, you know, donating your time and your efforts to those who are hurting. But also thanks for coming on the podcast. I look forward to speaking to you guys, I think, this evening. So, hey, thanks, man. Thanks for coming on, and thanks for the birthday wishes.
Bye, Chris. Thank you so much.
Well, truly love you, Ben. You're an amazing man, and all the things that you guys, the listeners, think and hear about him, it is tenfold that, and Ashley can back me up on that. But always a pleasure to celebrate you, and I look forward to when we can actually give each other a big hug again.
That's right, buddy. Hey, we'll talk. Thanks, man.
Okay, guys.
Ben, before we get a special guest on, I do want to talk about a couple more Bachelor hot topics. Of course, we lightly brush on the fact that Colton Underwood has tested positive for Corona, came out about it a couple of days ago. A lot of people asked me about like the fact that I was with him. I was with him 2 weeks come Wednesday. And Jared and I have shown no symptoms. 14 days is about the max amount of time that you'd end up showing symptoms from being exposed to it. So I'd say we're okay on catching it from Colton.
You know, I just want to comment on that too, because that was an interesting scenario, because Colton announced it on his Instagram. And at that time I was in the process of kind of advocating for somebody that I know, an employee of mine who I think had the virus, and we were trying to get her tested because there was a lot of unknowns about the virus and if you could treat it or not at the time. And so I was frustrated because I was unable to find her and get her a test, and she was unable to find herself a test. So I commented on Colton's Instagram. I said, "Hey, how did you get a test?
Yeah, I saw that.
Do you have any advice?" And it kind of blew up, I'd say, in my face and his. People got really rude towards him, saying, "Hey, you know, just because you're famous." I don't think that's not at all what I meant. I don't think that's at all true for him. If you're sick and you have symptoms, nobody's saying don't get a test. It's if you don't have symptoms, please don't get a test. That's kind of the thing.
Yeah, so, a lot of people are bringing that up to us. They're like, "Well, you and Jared need to get tested." My dad's a doctor. I asked him immediately. He was like, no, you're not doing that. Yeah.
So I just want to make it clear. We wish the best for Colton. I personally wish the best for Colton. I was really intrigued and interested and also frustrated with the system at that point because I had somebody had a fever for four straight days that I care about, and I was unable to find her any help. So
how's she doing now?
First day to today where she had a temperature below 105 days.
Okay.
So who knows what she has. Still no test available, but she's getting better. So sorry, Ashley, on to the next topic.
Okay, so Kelly Flanagan says Nick Viall didn't disappoint amongst dating rumors. This is from Cosmopolitan. The two of them met at Chris Harrison's Seagram's launch. And, of course, Nick didn't lose the opportunity to post a picture of him and Kelly together saying, "Well, she's not dating Peter." And it looks like now Kelly is saying two words during it. Okay, so basically she got on Instagram Live and somebody asked her about Nick. And then she said two words, "Didn't disappoint."
Oh boy.
No more. I'm playing it up. We all know they're playing it up.
I mean, it's just here's the one thing. During this time, I know they probably aren't seeing each other. Nick is Nick and he, you know, is a single and she's single, and if they're dating, great, but this is definitely being played up, and why not? They're keeping us talking about it, and look at us now, we're talking about it.
Yeah, and I think she got those two words because Nick said on his podcast, "She's a nice person. She didn't disappoint in person. I thought she'd be cool in person. Everyone likes to think that there's always something going on, and there's not." You know, who knows? I mean, I'm sure they exchanged numbers. I can say that.
Yeah, good. I mean, hey, why not? We always love a good bachelor romance, and we'd love that for Nick. He's a good friend. I've never met Kelly, but
he likes a lawyer type.
Yeah, the day Nick calls us and says he's got a girlfriend that he's like serious with is the day I absolutely celebrate my pants off.
Same. Oh my God, that'll be amazing. All right, next topic. Peter Weber is moving out of his parents' house and Barb seems okay with it. I have to interject here and say Ben and I texted about that weird TikTok that Peter put up with him dancing like the salsa with his mom. I'm like, holy, this family.
Here's the thing. I don't get this headline, Ashley. What is it going to be? Peter Weber's moving out of his parents' house and his mom's not okay with it? Like, of course she's going to be okay with it. The dude's 30 years old almost. Like, hey, great that they support him this long. But she's got to be okay with him moving out. If not, we have a whole new conversation to have that's even odder than anything else. Like, yes, he's moving out. We're excited for Peter. It's going to be great for Peter. I love my family so much. You love your family so much, but there has been nothing healthier for me and my life than moving away from them to build my own life, to understand myself a little bit more, and not have them weighing in on every small decision that I'm making, because I'm able to learn and fall and fail and get back up again and do it myself myself.
Jared and I went on a walk yesterday. And he was like, "I miss our L.A. place." I was like, "Wow, babe." Like, that's the first time he's ever said that he missed anything about L.A. And he's like, "Well, I love being here. I'm glad that we're with our family during all this for sure. But it does make me appreciate the little decisions that we make on a day-to-day basis, even if it's just like what we're going to have for dinner that we discuss just the two of us. And it doesn't have to be like a big thing. And like when your mom buys groceries, like she's, you know, she's the one in charge. Like, she's really like the parent here, and I have to tell her what I want. It's like, I just kind of want to buy groceries on my own. It's like the little things.
Well, Sydney Lutwaka, who is a dancer on The Bachelor Live on stage, one of my good friends now, and I love her dearly. I feel like she's my sister after the live tour. She texted me the other day, and I said, hey, how are you holding up? She's like, I'm holding up like a teenager all over again in my parents' basement, eating their food, their snacks, laying on their couch, watching TV with them at night. It's teenage life all over.
It really is. Like, last night, I was like, Mom, are my fish sticks ready? Like, I'm not even kidding you. Fish sticks.
Fantastic.
But to get back to the headline, basically Peter says yes, and then Barb says, yeah, we're gonna be empty nesters. I don't know if that means that the brother's also gonna move out, but Peter says that he's either gonna hit up NYC or LA in the next for about a year. Oh
yeah, he's gonna be there for a year, he says.
Oh well, don't we think that he'll be in LA?
Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah. I imagine Peter goes to LA, which makes sense. It's close to his hometown. He's going to give it a shot for a year.
30 minutes away. Is that really moving? I mean, I'm not saying that's not. Of course, it's moving out of your parents' house. Heck yeah, it's moving out of your parents' house.
LA is a big city. I know this from my experience out there. Oh, LA still overwhelms me. So, like, for me to travel from one side of the city to another feels like a completely different world. So I say anybody that even moves from, like, Santa Monica to Burbank, if you grew up in Santa Monica, you moved to Burbank, like, that is a move enough to, like, stretch your wings. I really think so.
Okay. Because I think of him living in L.A. The fact that he lives in Westlake Village makes me feel like he does live in L.A. But I guess that's because I'm not a native.
Yeah. That's just my thought. Good for Peter. This is the right move, and we'll follow along with his journey. I have a feeling Peter will not be moving back home anytime soon.
We should also make note that the Weber family says that they have been closer than ever in quarantine. And lastly, how could we have a Bachelor Hot Topic segment without talking about Hannah Brown and Tyler Cameron, all their TikTok videos, all the Instagrams? Ben?
Still together in Florida right now? Do we know?
I mean, as of yesterday, it sure seemed like it.
And just so I know a little context here, they've yet to communicate that they're dating or hooking up or like hanging out at all, right? This is like a friendly hangout, supposedly?
Supposedly a friendly hangout, but there's like no addressing the topic of whether they're dating or not or hooking up. I mean, are we being serious? We think that they're quarantined together with six people in a household and they're not hooking up?
I would be shocked. I mean, if they're friends, they're friends. I don't know the context. I don't think they've even like when they've been asked a question of, hey, are they dating or not? I don't think they've said they're not. So like if I had an ex come back and stay with me in my house for a week, and the idea when somebody asked me, are you guys dating? And I would just say, we're not dating. That hints to, hey, they're hanging out. They're trying to get to know each other. Here's the part to me that's crazy. They've been very, very public about this very quickly. And I am shocked at how public they've been and how okay they are with being this public. For me, most of the time when we see two people start dating and hanging out, they try to keep it a little private. But, I mean, this is going up on Instagram. I mean, I feel like the world's following along. They've been doing skits together. They've been working out together. If they aren't dating, well, they've thrown us all for a loop.
Well, Jared brought up a topic yesterday when people were asking us about this on our Instagram Live. They were like, are they dating? And then Jared is like, you can be hooking up without dating. But like, I'm like, how old are you? What do you think?
Yeah.
I was like, I mean, if you're quarantined together and you're hooking up, you're dating.
Yeah, I don't know the fine line between either. I've always been confused with the dating things. Like, I remember last year at this time, you taught me what shipping means. Like, I'm always way behind times when it comes to what's dating mean, what's hanging out mean, I just don't get that stuff. All I know is this. If you're publicly, like, if you're publicizing the fact that you're hanging out with somebody that you're into romantically at any level, in my mind, I associate that with dating.
Totally.
Now, does that mean you have to be exclusive? No. There's that whole
realm
that I'm
exclusive for right now.
They're exclusive for right now. I have a feeling that they're having a blast. you know, again, a few weeks ago, we talked about this, and all this comes in wake of Tyler Cameron and his brother and the family losing their mom. It is, there's two sides to this. One, it's really great to see them be able to laugh and celebrate and be joy-filled. The second is, this does feel like at least a drastic switch mentally, you know, for him now to be pursuing Hannah. But here's the cool part that I read as I was trying to look into this, is how quick, you know, why she came back into his life. She actually came back in during the process of losing his mom to support Tyler, which would make sense on why, you know, she's around for this quarantine, because I have a feeling they got a lot closer during that. And so maybe this is a really good partnership of mutual support, and that through this time, Hannah's been a rock to bring joy to Tyler's life. And if that's the case, is that not what you want in a romantic relationship? So, hey, from the Almost Famous podcast, Ash and I just want to say, Tyler and Hannah, keep us updated. Not too much, because my Instagram feed is just like, when I look at the search page now, it's just videos of the two of you. congratulations on at least finding somebody to hang out with.
Oh, and just to go back to what Chris Harrison said earlier, I mean, if they have any doubt on whether or not, like, this is going to be a long haul thing, or yeah, this is going to be a fling, well, they will know at the end of this quarantine.
100% you will know. And worst comes to worst, they had a really good time. I mean, we can tell that already. Any other hot topics, Ashley?
Nope, that's it. But right now, we have to take a break before getting your other birthday guests on the line. And we're back. Is our birthday guest on the line?
Hello.
Oh, hi. Who is this?
It's Jess.
I know. I'm watching Ben's expression as you just like are popping in on another room.
Hi, honey.
Oh, he's literally turned around.
Oh, I can see her. She's in the other room, literally. How's my girl doing?
Good.
How's the social distancing for the past 30 minutes?
I know. We've been together for almost a week now, so being apart through a window is tough.
Here's the cool part, Ashley. I have a little advice for anybody listening on how you can keep a romantic relationship thriving. One is Jessica and I both spent at least an hour and a half of our day exercising separately. And so we've done our own thing. We've taken walks outside. We've done our own like ab exercises inside separately. And then we come back together afterwards to just do a puzzle or to hang out or whatever the rest of the afternoon looks like. But I'm not kidding. We have spent the last week with my parents and Jess in the same house and our cat Diamond. And it has been really special. Don't you think, hon?
Yeah, it's been really fun and super relaxing, actually. I feel like our relationship is so different because we never get nights where we just get to watch a movie, and now we've had 7 in a row.
Yeah, and you guys have never lived together, so that's like a little practice in that. Mm-hmm. Anything you've learned about each other that you wouldn't have known had you not had this week to live together?
You know, Ashley, one of the things I've learned is I've always known that Jessica's family is very important to her. And I've also known that my family is very important to her. But one of the cool parts about spending the week together in my parents' house so far is just how intrigued and curious and interested she is in just getting to spend time with everybody. And so it's been really cool to see her love on my family, love on me, support me. Help out where she can. And I don't think we would have experienced that unless we had a unique scenario where we were going to be stuck inside together for 7 days.
Jess, what do you think?
Yeah. I think for me, it's been kind of being around Ben in a really hard week too, for him as a leader and everything that he's doing and how he handles himself under stress. I've never been with him in something, in a situation where it would be like genuinely, it could be, I mean, it is disastrous, and he's just handled himself so gracefully and he's loved others so well. And he never once complains about his situation, but is super willing to give to others. And it's something I always knew about him, but seeing it in such an intense time has been really cool too.
That's so awesome. Yeah. That's such an important quality to see in the person that you you know, wonder if you're going to spend forever with. It's good to see them under pressure.
It has been, you know, for both of us. And I think that's what we were talking about earlier, Ashley, is everybody's hurting in their own ways right now. And some worse than others, and some have different difficulties, and we can't compare each other's own pains. But this is really bringing to the surface that all of us need each other, and it's been really awesome to have my sweet, sweet girlfriend there beside me as we do manage through these situations. So, hey, 7 days with Jess in a house, and I am more in love than ever.
Oh, you guys! Oh. You're so cute.
We're fixing to have 7 more, so buckle up.
Yeah, we have yeah. a lot more days ago.
All right, we'll do a checkup on Ben and Jess in a month. All right, that'll be an interesting dichotomy, maybe. All right, well, Jess, thanks for joining us. We have our final surprise birthday guest for Ben on the line. Special guest, I'm going to have you just say the word "Hi, Ben," the words "Hi, Ben," and I want to see if he can tell who it is just based on the words "Hey, Ben."
Hi, Ben.
Oh boy, that's a tough one. I don't know if I can get it. I think I'm gonna have to have a little more.
Okay, so say "Hi, Ben and Ashley I."
Hey, Ben and Ashley I.
Oh man, Sean Booth, that is a man. That as soon as he says Ashley I, it stings deep. I love it.
I'm a little upset you didn't get it on the first one, but I'll let it slide.
Oh man! Well, hey, that the voice that you have, Sean, at one point in your life, literally melted a nation. I wish I could say the same thing about myself. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. I was actually just on Instagram. I saw yourself. You're still looking good. 31. You still got a full head of hair, and you got that gorgeous smile. So you're doing all right.
Well, here's the funny part. Back when I first met you, I think I was like 25 or 24, and I had already started to like have a receding hairline. And at that point in time, if you would have told me at 31, you would have had a full head of hair, I'd have said, there's no way. Like, this is going down fast for me, and so I have to find a wife quick. Well, here's the great news. Goodness. At 31, my hairline has only gotten better. I am thriving right now.
It's the rule, right? Like, if you make it past 30 with your hair, you have it for the rest of your life. Isn't that like an unwritten rule?
Yes. In my eyes, it is. It is. You know, there's days, Sean, still to this day, I guess. I just was on Instagram the other day, and I saw a picture of you in the shower, and you had your hair all slicked back. And I still get hair envy from you. I still get envy. I've envied you in a lot of ways. For a while, especially when it comes to your ability to cuddle with the cutest golden retriever there is on the face of the earth. How is being quarantined with your favorite dog right now?
Oh, man, that's what I was saying yesterday. It's like the best thing. It's like a huge win for all the dogs around the world. Yeah, I'm spending as much time as I can with him now. It's not really different than any other day, but it just seems a little extra special now. So he's enjoying the quarantine. I'm trying to. I hope you guys are as well. You guys staying healthy out there or what?
Yeah, we're doing pretty good. Enjoying TV, couple and family time.
The interesting thing is, for all you listeners out there, we just talked to my girlfriend Jessica, and she is a committed member of Sean's gym in Nashville. And so Jessica's been leading myself and my family through workouts during the day just to keep us healthy and happy. Sean, what's the status of boot camp right now with the shutdown? And how are you doing personally, knowing that this gym that you've put a lot of work and effort into is now just kind of quiet?
Yeah, well, first off, we do miss Jess. She's definitely a committed member here at BC. And I also might add, I'm pretty sure she is the fastest person at this gym. So I wouldn't try and take her on in a 50-yard dash. And then secondly, gym is shut down, unfortunately. But we are still keeping everything going with online classes. So we've been filming that the last couple of days and just trying to give our members as much as we can. But you know, at the end of the day, there's a lot more important things here. So it's fine. We're going to find a way to make it work. And obviously we just hope that everybody stays healthy and then it'll all get back to normal sooner rather than later, hopefully.
Sean, yeah. Are you quarantined with anyone other than the Poochie?
Nope, that's it. Me and Tuck.
Aw, well, I kind of am curious. How is it being quarantined solo?
Well, I mean, it's like being every other day, basically. Obviously, I put a lot of time in my work. And then, I still have been coming to the gym here with our trainers to finish these classes. I know we can't be spending too much time with each other. But, that's all I really need right now is Tuck. So it's no different. And it's just making the best of it.
We've been asking most of our guests, Sean, what they're doing to stay occupied. So outside of work and outside of the cuddle time with Tuck, what are you doing personally to stay engaged, entertained, and sane during the quarantine?
Yeah, I've been trying to watch a little more Netflix. I haven't been watching too much TV lately, so I started a couple of shows, which I've been enjoying. I think this is also like the best time to get some stuff done around the house. I just bought a house a few months ago, so now that I finally have this time where I'm forced to stay home, just fixing up things, doing some online shopping, which is going to get a little dangerous here pretty soon. So just doing like the odd kinds of things that I needed to get done.
Now, I heard a couple days ago that there was a lot of people still going out to the bars in Nashville. Have you driven around at all seeing that die down, hopefully?
Yeah, so that was like super annoying, obviously. There was a few nights last week, actually most of last week, where the bars were still packed. And then that's where it started getting real tricky for us because we were still open. And we were starting to see a lot of our members and people going out to all these bars. They're posting about it. And then that's where we were like, all right, we can't be doing this anymore. And now, as of late, they just had the mandated shutdown as of yesterday. So what happened, too, there was a lot of bars here down in Broadway. And there was one owner that kind of owns a whole bunch of them. And he wasn't shutting down. So everybody's like, well, they're not shutting down. I'm still going. So I'm glad that they finally had to force them to shut down.
Yeah, I mean, the world is always interested in you, and you've built a very successful business there in Nashville that I've gotten to see and be a part of. You obviously, and you and I both have to talk about this all the time, you're out of a public breakup, and your relationships, your love relationships, I guess, have been quiet since then, which is understandable. But I'd say your life, if anything, has not been kind of secretive. How has it been now navigating life with this kind of new, season of singleness, with your business being the focus? How are you doing personally? Because really the last time the Almost Famous people heard from you was during our In Depth, which I think was an incredible episode where we got to hear your heart and who you were a lot better. But we need a little update. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing great. And it is giving little flashbacks to the last time talking. And I was actually thinking about that the other day. Like, I really feel like that podcast, when I talked to you guys, was like a therapy session that I needed. And like, it was great and miserable and sad and all these emotions that I went through. And like, ever since then, I was like, all right, cool. It's like, I can move on now. And so I'm appreciative of you guys letting me on and coming to talk about that. And then since then, man, things have calmed down a lot, which is great. You know, things are really normal for me. I live a normal life here in Nashville. I love, obviously, being around my gym, and that has brought in a ton of great friends in my life, and we have this amazing community. So, I mean, it's pretty normal right now, which is good, and I'm just working hard and doing a little bit of traveling, but I told myself I wanted to slow down and travel the last few months. And just kind of focus on other things, because as you guys know, it feels like, you know, once you go on that show and you start doing all these events and you guys are still doing these, you're on the road every week, and it started to wear me down a little bit. So it's nice to actually set up shop, get a house, make it a home. For once, it feels like a home, and just kind of, you know, taking it day by day. But it's been awesome.
Good for you, man.
Before you leave, I wanted to tell you guys about this game that we've been playing. It's you could do multiple takes on it, but it's which Bachelor star would you want to be quarantined with? Which Bachelor star would you want would be able to pick you up at a bar most easily? So this is how you do it. You go, who would you rather be quarantined with, Ashley or Ben? And then you go, Ben. Who would you rather be quarantined with, Ben or Sean? And then you go, and then you decide from there. And then, like, let's just pretend Ben wins again. Oh, let's pretend Sean wins. Okay. So who would you rather be quarantined with, Sean or Colton? Well, you definitely don't want to be quarantined with Colton right now. Bad example. Sean.
Easy win. Easy win for Sean.
Sean or Mike Johnson. Okay. And then, like, you keep going until that person just keeps winning over and over again. And it's like, who? Then you think about, this is for the girls out there or the gay guys. If you're sitting at a bar and you have Sean and Ben next to you, who's going to pick you up at the bar easier? And then you take it from there. Then you add in another layer. It's so much fun.
It's like marry, F, or kill back in the day in like middle school.
Yeah.
Kind of, I guess.
You're starting to get, I've had to like get off social media for the last few days because, I mean, I know people are bored, but it's really starting to show on Instagram. And I mean, some of these challenges are fun, and then some of them are just getting ridiculous where it's like, all right, you're going to squat your dog and you got to eat 14 bowls of cereal in 2 minutes. Back 500 people, go. It's outrageous.
I've done some weird stuff in my living room, Sean. I've done 10 push-ups. I've done 15 sit-ups, which you know is a lot for me. And it's gotten hard the whole time. Hey, Sean, before we go, I got to tell you one last story. I think you'll appreciate it. Yesterday, I went on a run, and Jessica and I left my house at the same time. By the time we hit the two-mile mark, I had a buddy that I saw while I was running, and I yelled at him. I was like, hey, have you seen Jessica? And she said, yeah, she's about a half mile ahead of you. Up in front. So here's the point of the story. My girlfriend, as you said, is the fastest person I've ever met. She has not slowed down, and it's really fun to have a girlfriend who just blows you away, and so everybody can laugh at you while you're running. Sean, we love you. We appreciate you. Thank you for coming back on the Almost Famous podcast. And please keep us informed when boot camp comes back up so we can tell our listeners if they're in Nashville to stop in and say hey.
All right. Thank you, guys. Happy birthday, Ben. I love you guys, and we'll talk to you soon.
See you, Sean.
What a special episode. Those are some amazing people that came on board. Thank you guys for setting that up. Thank you to my girlfriend, to the man himself, Chris Harrison, and to just one of the coolest people I've ever met, Sean Booth, for coming on and wishing me happy birthday. That means a lot.
Aw, Ben, I'm glad that you enjoyed.
Ashley, thank you. Thank you for the support for the Hope Still Wins campaign. Thank you for just being a good friend. Thank you for being an incredible co-host. I've said it before, but, you know, during this time, I was supposed to be on tour for The Bachelor Live on Stage, and I had a co-host there, Becca Kufrin, and it was incredible. But there was not a day goes by that I don't think somebody asked me just about having a co-host with you, and it's been an incredible ride, and we're not stopping anytime soon. In fact, Ashley, I have a feeling that we have years and years left in front of us doing the Almost Famous podcast.
I have a feeling about that too. Well, thank you, Ben. You know that I feel the exact same way about you. You warm, luscious teddy bear.
If that's all we've got for today, I would like to end this with just a shout out to the Almost Famous family. We know that you're hurting right now, that we know that there's a lot of isolation. Ashley and I will continue to produce podcasts to try to entertain, to speak with you and about you. Please email us at benandashley@iheartmedia.com or hashtag the Almost Famous podcast. Just tell us what you think of the podcast, how you're feeling, anything you're doing to entertain yourself. I know that you feel like they don't get read. They do. A lot of times we respond, and if we don't respond, somebody will. But we want to try during this time of quarantine and isolation to let you know that you're not alone. We also want you to know that if you're hurting at any level, emotionally, spiritually, financially, to please accept help, reach out for help. There is no shame in getting help. You matter. We need you. We love you. And the world needs you and loves you. So please accept and reach out for help. And then finally, if you are somebody that's in a very privileged situation right now, If you're somebody that's sitting in a place that is still experiencing pain, but it's more of a discomfort than it is a whole life switch, look outward, not inward. Look to help others. Do that for me on my birthday. Do that for Ashley, just because this is the person she is. Look outward, not inward, to support those who are hurting as well. This is how we're going to get through this thing as a family and as a group of listeners. That's all my preaching that I'll do for this podcast. I just want you guys to know I appreciate you and I love you. And I want you all to know how much you matter to Ashley and myself.
I love you, Ben. You're so wonderful. All right, guys, until next week, I've been Ashley.
And I've been Ben. Thanks, guys.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.